Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. For the past few months, Theo Kerhoulas has been serving as the acting superintendent of the Port Huron Area School District. That's about to change. As we understand it, Superintendent Jamie Kane will be returning this week. Theo's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Theo.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. So your role as superintendent is about to come to an end, isn't it?
Yeah, Jamie's in good spirits and coming back, and kind of an early Christmas gift for us all here at Port Huron Schools.
How's virtual learning going? What's the future of that right now?
It's going. We're in a good rhythm. Things are going well. Certainly not ideal. We want our kids back face to face as soon as possible when we can do it safely. Last night we did tweak our learning plan a little bit about when we paused our face-to-face learning and went remote earlier in November, and we had intended to bring all the students back into our hybrid on January 11th. Last night the board voted that we would only bring the kindergarten to fifth grade back January 11th, and the middle and high schools would remain remote, and we would review that on January 18th at our next board meeting.
Okay. What was the reason for the change?
You know, we've seen some, as you well know, we've seen some huge spikes in cases, and those spikes correlate with our staffing problems. You know, we can't open the buildings due to staffing issues, and we know that would continue if we tried to reopen the buildings today. So what we determined, and with help from the health department and Homeland Security, although it's our decision, they definitely guide what we do. We know that over Christmas and even New Year's, people will gather and the numbers will continue to rise. And in the new year, we anticipate the numbers going down. So by January 11th, we should be able to open the elementaries and focus all those extra resources, you know, substitute teachers and everything like that, to fill the gaps at the elementary level. Then by January 18th, we should have a good look, and we feel we'll be able to open the middle schools and high schools in our hybrid learning environment at that time.
What are the school district's properties for sale? Looks like some movement on that.
Yeah, last night the board voted to accept an offer on Lakeport Elementary, one of our closed facilities. Great building, great community. We haven't used it in a while. It was the main part of the building was built in 1929, so it's gotten up there with age, and we hope it's found a good owner that can use it for great things.
Do you know what that's going to be? Who the purchaser is, and what they're going to do with it?
I do, but I don't think that's public information, so I'm not going to put it out there on the radio. Sorry, Paul, but I'm not sure if it's public or not.
All right, fair enough. So, we're winding down on the year, and Christmas break coming up, and then back at it for when does break start and when does it end?
Well, I think I can speak for everybody at Port Huron Schools. We're definitely looking forward to 2021. We're all quite done with 2020. School starts remote on January 4th, and then, like I said, the elementary kids would come back in our hybrid on the 11th, and we anticipate the following week decisions to be made about the middle and high schools.
All right, very good. Theo, appreciate the update. Thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday.
All right. Hey, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.